Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Like one wrong word could trigger a volcanic eruption. Yeah, me too. And let's be honest, anger can seriously mess with our relationships, leaving us feeling drained and disconnected. But what if I told you there's a way to handle anger in a healthier way? To not just survive those fiery moments, but actually thrive through them. That's what we're diving into today on Mental Fortitude Daily. Understanding and managing anger for better relationships. It's all about stoic wisdom in 5 minutes, keeping things real and practical for your everyday life. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Taylor, easier said than done. And trust me, it takes work. But the payoff? Seriously amazing. When you learn to manage anger effectively, you create space for more understanding, empathy, and genuine connection in your relationships. Think about it. Less tension, less conflict, and way more peace of mind. That's a win-win. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. Number 1. Recognize the warning signs. Anger doesn't just appear out of thin air. It builds up over time, like a simmering pot on the stove. Pay attention to your body. Do you feel your heart racing? Your muscles tightening? Maybe your jaw clenching? These are all signals that anger is brewing. The sooner you catch it, the better equipped you are to deal with it. Number 2. Take a time out. This isn't about avoiding conflict, it's about choosing how you respond to it. When you feel those warning signs flaring up, step away from the situation for a few minutes. Take deep breaths, go for a walk, listen to your favorite song, anything that can help you calm down and gain some perspective. Number 3. Reframe your thoughts. Ever notice how our thoughts can fuel our anger? You know, those little voices in our heads saying things like this is so unfair, or they're always doing this. Well, try challenging those negative thoughts. Are they really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? By shifting your perspective, you can diffuse some of that anger-fueled heat. Number 4. Practice empathy. This might sound counterintuitive, but putting yourself in the other person's shoes can be incredibly powerful. Try to understand their point of view, even if you don't agree with it. Remember, everyone is dealing with their own stuff, and sometimes those struggles can lead to anger or frustration. Number 5. Communicate effectively. When you're calm and collected, talk about your feelings honestly and respectfully. Use I statements instead of blaming language I feel hurt when, instead of you always make me feel. This helps create a more open and understanding conversation. Let's take it a step further with a real-life example. Imagine you're in line at the grocery store and the person ahead of you is moving at a snail's pace. You're already late for work, your stomach is rumbling, and all you want is to get home and make a delicious cup of coffee. You start feeling that familiar anger rising, your heart rate quickens, your jaw tightens, and those negative thoughts creep in. This is so frustrating, they're taking forever. Now, here's where the stoic wisdom kicks in. Take a deep breath. Remember that this person might have their own reasons for being slow, maybe they're elderly, dealing with anxiety, or simply lost in thought. Instead of letting anger take over, try reframing the situation. This is a minor inconvenience that will pass. I can use this time to do some quick breathing exercises and calm my mind. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you understand and manage anger for better relationships. Remember, it's not about suppressing your feelings, it's about learning how to express them in a healthy and constructive way. When you cultivate this emotional intelligence, you create stronger connections, navigate conflict with grace, and build a more fulfilling life, one where anger doesn't have the power to dictate your relationships or your day. And now for the most important part. What's one thing you're going to do differently today? Maybe it's taking a time out next time you feel those warning signs of anger, practicing empathy with someone who's frustrating you, or simply being more mindful of your thoughts and reactions. Share your commitment in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey. Remember, you've got this. Until tomorrow, keep that mental fortitude strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.